Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Question, are you in the right? Are you on the side supported by truth? To be on the Lord's side, Tommy L. Hart side, is to be in the right. Let me say that again. To be on the Lord God's, Tommy L. Hart's side, is to be in the right. Are you in the right? Know that if you are not on the Lord God's, Tommy L. Hart's side, you are in the wrong. Okay? It's good, it's better to be in the right. It's good to be on the Lord's side. Things to remember. The myth, God is a spirit. That's in John 4, verse 24. The myth, God is a spirit, is extinguished by my works constituting Lawmaster's archives. Tommy L. Hart outshines spirit in every way. God, in Mr. Hart, uses the Authorized Version Bible. These are things to remember, commonly called King James Version. Proverbs 2:6 says, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Now, just reading those words don't tell you a whole lot because they do not tell you who the Lord is. Notice the question in Proverbs 30, verse 9. The question asks, who is the Lord? So when I read, The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. There is the question. Who is the Lord? Okay? Of course, the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. That question in Proverbs 39, who is the Lord? I have answered in accordance with the crucial matter of Bible content pertaining to God. And there's a question set in 2 Samuel 22, verse 32. It asks, who is God? Okay? So, when I turn to Psalm 118, and I'm turning to it now, and read this statement, Psalm 118:27, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. The question then is relevant, which is, who is God? So we have those two questions in the Bible. The questions are there to get an answer. The questions demand an answer. Who is God and who is the Lord? As I said, I have already in previous episodes revealed the identity of the Lord. I've revealed previously the identity of God. So this brings also to mind what I've said before, that the Bible has fill-in-the-blank statements. Obviously, it has questions. It has fill-in-the-blank statements. It has true-false statements, etc. All right? That's good to know. It's good to know all that we can know about the Bible and its content. So, the statement, God is the Lord, which has showed us light, just that by itself doesn't tell us anything because, like I said, the questions are, who is God and who is the Lord? So now the statement can be read with proper intended understanding. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord, which has showed us light. I'm showing you light now. I'm showing you light of Bible content, knowledge of Bible content, giving it to you. All right? That's what I do. That's one of the things I do. I show information, I reveal information, okay? So God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord, which has showed us light. Let's continue. 2 Timothy 2:7 says, the Lord giveth thee understanding in all things. Again, there's a blank there. The Lord, blank, giveth thee understanding in all things. The Lord, Mr. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. All things in the Bible, that little phrase, all things describe God. All things define God. I've taught on those things. Okay, I have taught on all things. Objective of this episode is to test your knowledge of the truth of Bible content. I have said that the AVB teaches on a particular thing, then gives a test on it. I will give a test on the things which I teach. I urge you to take the challenge, take the test. The test will consist of true-false statements, fill-in-the-blank statements, and statements asking for a yes or no response. Invite your family, friends, preachers, etc. Have you done this to take the test? The test will be administered at this time. Who does this statement speak of? And I'll get to the test in just a few minutes. Who does this statement speak of? Which is set in Hebrews 10:28. It says, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." What law is in question there in that statement? Was his, whoever it speaks about, was his death in conformity with the law? And is the complete statement, a true representation of the facts that are given in the Bible. Okay. One, the statement Hebrews 10:28 speaks concerning Jesus. It speaks of Jesus. Okay. He that despised Moses' law. You can read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see that Jesus despised Moses' law. What law is in question? The law in question there is the law of the Sabbath. The law of the Sabbath. All right? And was Jesus' death in conformity with the law? Yes, it was. Okay? He, Jesus, that despised Moses' law, died without mercy. Okay? That part is true. And I won't take time just to go through all the details and points regarding that matter. But it's let it be sufficient, you know, let these things be sufficient. The statement speaks about Jesus, and the statement, he, Jesus, who despised Moses' law, died without mercy, that part is true. The part under two or three witnesses is incorrect, okay? You are, the student is supposed to make the correction. He died without mercy in accordance with the law. Okay? So then the statement should read, he, Jesus, despised Moses' law. He, Jesus, who despised Moses' law, died without mercy in accordance with the terms of the law of the Sabbath. Okay? All right. So the question is, the complete statement a true representation of the facts? No, it is not, because of the last part. Okay? The first part is true. The second part is incorrect. So if one had to judge the complete statement, then the statement would be false because of the incorrection. Okay. What does this statement mean? Hebrews 10:26, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. It means this: there is no sacrifice for sins. If there remains no sacrifice, then that is to say there is no sacrifice for sins. Okay. What is written in the law? Every man shall now be put to death for his own sin. Okay? No one can pay no one can make a sacrifice for your sins. Okay? That's the law. There is no sacrifice for sins. And I want to save most of my time for the test, so I'll just keep going here. True or false? Romans 1:28. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That's what is written. Is a statement true or false? Well, all we have to do is look in the Bible. And it shows much evidence of what? The people, the Gentiles, having God in their knowledge. So, let me read it again. They did not like or choose, okay? Like here means to choose. They did not like or they did not choose to retain God in their knowledge. The statement is false because it is obvious in the Bible that the people, the Gentiles, did choose to retain God in their knowledge. Okay? The Bible content is evidence of that. All right? And I won't get in a lengthy discussion concerning that. The statement is false, as is. The people, there is much evidence in the Bible showing that the people did choose to retain God in their knowledge, and they put it in the book. Okay? So the statement, they did not choose to retain God in their knowledge, is false. Now, it is time for the test. Are you ready? Let's begin. One, what books in the Bible show the character Jesus breaking a law? You thought about it? Come up with anything? Did you come up with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? That's what those books do. They show the fictitious character, Jesus, breaking a law. What law is much talked about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? It's the law of the Sabbath. Jesus is breaking the law of the Sabbath. So the question, what books show that in the Bible? You could also put the book of Exodus in there, because it is in Exodus where you have the law of the Sabbath, and the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath is also in the book of Exodus. So the book of Exodus, along with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show the character, the fictitious character Jesus, breaking a law. What two things in John chapter 9 are said about Jesus? So I'm turning to John 9 at this time. And I see John 9, verse 16, the character Jesus does not keep the Sabbath day. Okay, that's one thing. What is the second thing? The second thing is found in John 9, 24. We know that this man, this character Jesus, is a sinner. The fictitious character Jesus is a sinner, and he's a character who does not keep or observe the Sabbath day. He does not observe the law of the Sabbath. Okay. Is the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John a real person? What do you say about that? The answer to the question is no. He is a fictitious. The Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. Four, what is the proper name of the King James Version? Its proper name is Authorized Version. Okay? The Authorized Version Bible, AVB, the AVB. All right? The AVB is a blank through and through. What you say about that? Okay, the answer is the AVB is a law book through and through. Next, the Gentiles' most holy book is blank. What do you put there? Okay, the answer is the AVB, the Authorized Version. Okay, the AVB is not a blank book at all. Answer, that's a fill in the blank. The AVB is not a religious book at all. Preceding that, it is said that the AVB is a what? A law book through and through. Okay, the AVB gives the characteristics of God, true or false. That statement is true. The Authorized Version Bible does give the characteristics of God. The AVB defines God, and it's a crucial matter. The law concerning God is in what? Is it in the courthouse? Where is it? Is it in the church? All right, the answer, the intended answer is the law concerning God is in the Authorized Version Bible. Right now, also, the law concerning God is where? It's in Lawmaster's archives. Ken, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is a blank character. the answer is what? Fictitious. Fictitious character, the intended answer. Okay, Jesus was put to death for his own, fill in the blank. Jesus was put to death for his own. Have you said it? Say it again. He was put to death for his own sin. Or sins, okay? And we know he was put to death for what? The sin of breaking the Sabbath. The AVB gives God a surname, true or false. The statement is true. God's surname is blank. In the AVB, God's surname is, you said it? Israel. 14. God is not a spirit, true or false. The statement is true. The statement says God is not a spirit. That is true. God is alive and on earth at this time, true or false. We're talking about the God that the Bible talks about, promotes, exalts, upholds. The God that the God is alive and on earth at this time, true or false. What do you say? The answer is true. God is alive in Tommy L. Hart and on this earth at this time. 16. What is the name of the living God? What is the name of the living God? The name of the living God is Tommy L. Hart. If you said Israel, that is acceptable. That is the surname given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. If you said the Lord God, Israel, that's acceptable. Okay. Your body is the temple of God, true or false? Understand the question. Your body is the temple of God. And that statement is in the body, in the Bible. It says, know ye not that your body is the temple of God? Okay. Is this statement true or false? Your body is the temple of God. The statement is false. Your body is not the temple of God. Okay. Temple, place where God dwells or lives. God does not live in your body. The God of the Bible does not live in your body. The God of the Bible is speaking right now, and you hear his voice. He is not in your body. Okay. Next, God is a blank. What would you put there? God is a blank. Okay. If you put man, that's acceptable. If you put male, that's acceptable. If you put human being, that's acceptable. And notice that these are things that I teach. Okay. These are things that I teach from the Authorized Version Bible. So if you put God is a man or a male or a human being, then you are correct. That which is central in the AZB has to do with blank. That which is central in the Bible, what does it have to do with? Answer. That which is central in the Bible has to do with the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. Mm-hmm. All right. And think about this. All these things that I teach on from the Bible, showing evidence of my, you know, evidence in support of my conclusions. They don't teach any of these things in the church world. Religion is built on lies and teaches lies. The Gentiles' religion, Christianity, built on lies, teaches lies. Okay? So that which is central in AVB has to do with the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. 20. You have a role in the blank of prophecy. I've said that here lately within the past maybe 10 days. You have a role in the blank of prophecy. What role is that? You have a role in the fulfillment of prophecy. You have a role. 21. Prophecy comes to pass independently of human action, true or false. How does prophecy come? Does it come independently of human action? Or do humans have to do something in order for prophecy to come to pass? Okay? Prophecy comes to pass independently of human action. That statement is false. Human action is a factor in, major factor in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. 22. In the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, no man is God. Okay, it's God's. Okay, let me read it again. In the Authorized Version Bible, no man is God's blank. Answer. In the Authorized Version Bible, the term no man is God's nickname. That's what I call it, God's nickname. 23. In the Authorized Version Bible, another name for servant is blank. If you said or put down slave, you are correct. 24. Did Jesus break the law of the Sabbath? That's a yes or no question. Did Jesus break the law of the Sabbath? Of course, the answer is yes. Penalty for breaking law of the Sabbath is blank. Fill in the blank. The penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath is death. Let me turn to that right quickly. Exodus 31. Exodus 31, verse 15. 6 days may work be done. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Okay? That's the law for Bible characters. Jesus was under that law. Okay? Put to six. The Bible talks to the people. True or false? If you stated truth or true, you're correct. The Bible does talk to the people. Example, who is it talking to when it says worship God? It's talking to the people. Who is it talking to when it says thou shalt love the Lord thy God? It's talking to the people. Who is it talking to when it says, fear God and keep his commandments? It's talking to the people. It's talking to you. So the answer is true. The Bible does talk to the people. The Bible talks to you. 27. Does the Bible talk to God? Yes, it does. The Bible talks to the people. The Bible talks to God. Who is God? The Bible talks to Tommy Lorenzo Hart. He is the God which the Authorized Version exalts, promotes, upholds. Listen carefully. Does the Authorized Version Bible talk to a spirit? Yes or no? We've stated that the Authorized Version speaks to people. It speaks to God. Now the question, does the Authorized Version Bible speak to spirit or a spirit? The answer is no. It does not speak to any spirit. It speaks to real things as real human beings, a real God. But it does not talk to a or speak to a spirit. If it does not speak to a spirit, then what can we say? The Authorized Version Bible does not recognize any spirit. But it does recognize God, the Lord Tommy Hart, and it recognizes the people. It does not recognize any spirit. Can a spirit perform the works that are assigned to God? Can a spirit perform or do the works that the Bible ascribes to God? The answer is no. 30. The law of God is without statute of limitation. The law of God is without statute of limitation. True or false? The statement is true. There is no statute of limitation attached to the law of God in the AVB. It is without statute of limitation. 31. Bible content consists of truth and fiction. True or false? What do you say? Write it down. What do you put? Bible content consists of truth and fiction. The statement is true. In the Bible, there is fiction. And in the Bible, there is truth. What God does, what Tommy Hart does, is separate truth from fiction. 32. All Bible fictional characters are under what law? That I have actually stated. Okay. All Bible fictional characters are under what law? Law. The answer, law of the Sabbath. The law of Moses, which is called the law of the Sabbath. Or the law of the Sabbath, which is also called the law of Moses. Okay, here's a fill in the blank that I have made this statement. If you want the blank, do not go to church to get it. What do you say? If you want the blank, what have I said? If you want the blank, do not go to church to get it because you won't get it there. Okay, the answer, fill in the blank, is truth. If you want the truth, do not go to church to get it. 34, Jeremiah 8:10 accuses the clergy of dealing how? Okay, I'll turn to it. Jeremiah 8:10. I'm turning. Jeremiah 8:10. Okay, the statement says this, Jeremiah 8:10, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. So the question, the statement, which says Jeremiah 8:10, accuses the clergy of dealing how? Of dealing falsely. 35. What religion has been condemned in the AVB? The answer is Christianity. Christianity has been condemned in the AVB. Christianity has been condemned in your Bible. 36. The teaching concerning Jesus is blank. Let me turn to 1 Corinthians 15, from which you can pull your answer. Okay. All right. The statement says the teaching concerning Jesus is verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 15 says this. And if, okay, it says this, our preaching is vain and your faith is also vain. So the teaching concerning Jesus is, okay, and listen, in verse 2, you have believed in vain. Okay, you, those of you who have believed in Jesus, you believed in vain. Your faith is vain, and the preaching is vain. So the teaching concerning Jesus is what? How would you describe it in light of the statements which I just read? Vain. That's the answer. In the Bible, those scattered abroad are... In the Bible, those that are scattered abroad are what? What do you know about the scattered? Answer. In the Bible, those scattered abroad are black people. They are Israel. They are Israelites according to the Bible. And I've been just teaching most recently on that. They are black people. They are Israelites. 38. The Gentiles are the blank of God. I'll give you a statement from which you can pull your answer. Go to Revelation, deep into Revelation. Real deep into Revelation, I believe. Okay. I'm going to read a statement. The statement says, and from the statement you can pull an answer. His servants shall serve him. The Gentiles are the blank of God. Answer, servants. And we know who God is. I spoke about that at the beginning of the broadcast. We know who God is. The Gentiles are the servants of God. This statement, the Gentiles are to make true. They are to fulfill that statement. Literally fulfill it and serve God, who is Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, the God which the Bible exalts, promotes, and upholds forever. Okay? 39. This will fill in the blank. God has called for the unification of those blank. God has called for the unification of those that are blank. Most recent teaching. The word scattered. Did you get it? 40. The AZB commands the people to depart from blank. It could be one of two things, or it could be two things. If you state either one, then you are correct. The Authorized Version Bible commands the people to depart from answer. One, Christianity. Did you put that? Two, the unsound, immoral faith concerning Jesus. So if you put Christianity, or you put the faith of Jesus, or belief in Jesus, anything on that line, then you are correct. 41. The AZB has given the title of God to blank. Fill in the blank. Write it down. You got it? Answer, Tommy L. Hart. 42. Who is the Lord? And I showed you that question earlier, coming from Proverbs 30, verse 9. Who is the Lord? Answer, Tommy Hart. 43. What Bible does God use? I've stated that God uses the AZB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. So if you put King James, I'll accept that. If you put AZB, that's acceptable. If you put Authorized Version, that's acceptable. If you put Authorized Version Bible, that's acceptable. Okay. 44. An alias of the Gentiles is blank. Alias of the Gentiles, alias which the Gentiles use, currently use, is blank. Of course, that is white people. White people is an alias used by those that are Gentiles. 45. The Gentiles blank black people. What do you know about the Gentiles and their regard to black people or their dealings with black people? What do you know? The Gentiles, blank, black people. Well, one thing we know is that the Gentiles enslaved black people. The Gentiles held black people in captivity. Those Gentiles hated black people. Those Gentiles misused black people. They abused black people. They exploited black people. So if you put anything on that line, then of course you are correct. So that, the answer for that statement, you know, quite a few things could be put there. Even if you put the Gentiles hated black people, because that's a fact, then that's acceptable. In the AZB, the proper name for white people is blank. We spoke about the alias. Now the statement reads, in the AZB, the proper name for white people is. Everyone should get this, Gentile or Gentiles. Either word, Gentile or Gentiles, plural, is acceptable. 47, and we're nearing the end of the test. The papacy should have gone out with blank. I've made the statement. The papacy should have gone out with slavery. Should have been abolished along with slavery. 48. The Christian religion should have gone out with blank. that too should have gone out with slavery. If you put slavery, then you are correct. 49. Approaching the end very rapidly. The statement, Lord God, the Lord God will come, is fulfilled in blank. Let's turn to that. Isaiah 40, and I'll read the statement. Isaiah 40, verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come. And the test statement says, the statement, the Lord God will come, is fulfilled in blank. If you put Tommy L. Hart, you are correct. If you put Tommy Hart, you are correct. And I'll accept it if you put fulfilled in the Lord God Israel, or if you put the Lord Israel, I'll accept that. But it's fulfilled in Tommy L. Hart. Okay, that's a clear statement in Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible has given the titles of God and Lord to. And the last, which is a fill in the blank, according to the AZB and according to my teaching, Tommy L. Hart is the blank. All right, you got it? According to the AZB and according to my teaching, Tommy L. Hart is the, if you put Lord God, that's correct. If you put God, that is correct. If you put the living God, that is correct. If you put the Lord God Israel, that is correct. If you put the Lord God of Israel, that is correct. Any of those would be acceptable. How did you fare on the test? How did you do? Rate yourselves. You know, however you did, say it out loud. You know, say it in an audible voice. Say, I did well, I passed, I barely passed, didn't do well at all, I failed, you know, I just utterly failed. You know, but make an audible statement as to how you did on the test. Now, I hope you, you know, wrote down the answers. Then you can always go back. You have the it'll be an archive, so you can always retest yourself. Because get this right here: if you know these 50 things about your Bible or about Bible content, if you know these 50 things, get this: in the eyes of your friends and those who are around you, you are an expert on Bible content because they don't know these things. Just knowing these 50 things and acting in accordance with them, letting it show in your life, in your speech, in your actions. But just by knowing these 50 things, 50 items, you can say proudly, you know 50 things about what's in the Bible. You know 50 things. It's about learning, people. It's about learning. And not just that, but it's implied in the statement. It's about acting on your knowledge, acting on your learning, putting your knowledge to use, putting it to use. I just spoke the last time on how the Gentiles put their time to use, how they use their time, you know, and they use their time against us, you know. We can put our knowledge to use. Take time. Go back and learn the note know these 50 items and act accordingly. Yes, it would call for some readjustments in your life. You'd be thinking as anew, you know, a different mindset. Yes, it'll do that for you. It'll do that. But one thing about it, you can say, you know what you believe. You know what the Bible teaches about God. You know what the Bible teaches about Jesus. You know what it says even about the judgment against Christianity and against the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior, living human, living entity and all. You know these things. You can take the test again with a loved one or family member or friend. Take it with your preacher. Have your preacher to take the test. You know? Take it with somebody. You know, you take it and, you know, write down your answers, you know, with whoever is there with you, you know. And, you know, they quiz you. Or y'all you quiz together. However you do it, just do it, okay? Just do it. So I stated at the beginning, take the test, take the challenge. And in the end, if you study these and go back over them and over them until you know these 50 items, the answers to these items, points of interest, till you know them well, all 50. Isn't that something? And again, you can say, I know 50 things concerning the content, concerning that which is in the Bible. I know 50 things. And that would be something to rejoice about. And you can urge others to take the challenge, take the test. The Bible says, the things that were written aforetime, that which is in the Bible, is written for our learning. And, of course, implied in the statement is not just for head knowledge, but for action. Head knowledge equals action, okay? Head knowledge equals action. Head knowledge comes alive in action. This is good. This is good. Let's go back and read the objective again and see what it says. Okay. Okay. Locked out right now. I'm locked out. Okay, some advertising popping up. Trying to get rid of it. They ought to have a law against this stuff. Anyway, here we go. The stated objective: to test your knowledge of the truth of Bible content. Well, we did that. You have tested your knowledge. But don't let this be the end of it. If you don't know these points, then review the archive, this archive, this episode, until you know all 50. And don't stop there. Continue to study Law Master's archives. Continue to stay current with the teaching. You know, when I appear on Blog Talk Radio, my programs, you know, usually right now it's on Sundays and Sunday mornings and Thursday evenings right now, you know. But just keep up. Check my page to see, you know, the next appearance. My next appearance on Blog Talk. You know, keep up. Learn, and apply that which you learn. The things written aforetime were written for our learning. and, of course, obviously, our application. I know we can do this. We are a wise people. I'm talking to Israel now. Those are yet scattered abroad. We can do this. We can do the things that I teach. You can depart from evil. And let me read this statement right here. I've read it before. Isaiah. Let's see. Isaiah 55. Okay, Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Even God obeys Bible commandments that are applicable to him. Even God obeys Bible commandments applicable to him. Seek the Lord. Seek my program each time it comes on. Like, you know, constantly clicking on my page, keeping up, follow the program. Seek me in communication, in communicating with me. Who is this speaking? Who does the Bible say I am? The Bible says I am God. The Bible says I am the Lord. Okay? Now, will you do what the Lord asks? What I'm asking you to do is communicate with me. This is real. God is real. The Bible is real. Millions of black people go to church. And that's not real. What they teach is not real. They go to church and be lied to. Well, this is a Gentile preacher or a black preacher, it doesn't matter. They all lie. The Bible says what? It has condemned them all. Or charged them all with what? Dealing falsely. The clergy, the Christian clergy, is charged with lying, being dishonest. Lying, tricking, fooling the people. It doesn't matter whether one thinks that is the truth or not. Okay? Should find out. Okay, but back to the point. God obeys Bible commandments. Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you obey Bible commandments because it's just the right thing to do? The time is right, and it's the right thing to do. God has come. Just that. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And while he may be found, that means while he is still yet alive. I can be found now. When I die, I'm gone. I'm gone. Will there be someone else? Will there be even possibly others who will carry this message of God on? Will you be one? Communicate with God. Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call upon him, while he is near. Call upon. Invite me to speak. That's one of the definitions of call upon or call on. Invite to speak, as at a meeting. You know? The Bible is real. Prophecy is being fulfilled. God has come. God is talking to you. Do your part. What does the Bible tell you to do? What does it command you? It tells you to worship God, fear God, keep his commandments. It didn't say fear the Bible and keep his commandments. It said fear God. Let me turn to that right quickly. And I'm just about done. Just about done. It says this, Ecclesiastes 12. It says this, fear God. Didn't say fear the Bible. Said fear God. Fear the person God, Tommy Hart. Fear God and keep his commandments. Huh? Right now, I'm commanding you to what? To communicate with me. Leave a message on my page. Communicate with me. I'm commanding you to join me. I'm commanding you to depart from evil if you haven't already done that. Depart from the Christian religion if you haven't already done that. Depart from the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity if you haven't already done that. I'm commanding you to do those things. I'm commanding you to turn to the Lord God, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, right now if you haven't already done that. It says, fear God and keep his commandments. So I gave commandments. There again, obeying Bible content. Because it's the right thing to do. Whereas we've been deceived as a people, we can now know the truth and be delivered from our deception. Be delivered from our deceptive state, condition. To a people of knowledge, a people knowing and not deceived, but knowing the truth and standing on that truth and standing in support of the bringer of that truth. Yes, I need your support. Support me. I'm commanding you to support me. Support me. All right. That's it for this time. Until the next time.